Taking a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Thursday, August the 20th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network, joined by Allison Thompson of the Money Farm. And we saw another day where the markets ended up, mixed at the end of it, but mostly higher throughout the day, a little bit off the highs of the day, though, but still plenty of green on the screen to look at there, Allison.
Yes, we started out the day very strong. And in fact, we had some impressive technical moves. Corn actually tested the highest at that 506.5. We just got under it today. We didn't quite cross it. I think that gave into some technical selling. Same with the soybeans. We traded to the highest we've been here in a month. So it's not surprising to see a little bit of technical pressure come in during the session as well. And wheat, too, has had a strong few days here. So a quieter session isn't uncalled for. Overall, though, you know, we saw some good technical action matching some fundamentals that were hitting the market this week, just with the Pro Farmer Tour going on. We continue to get some export sales from China coming through. Decent weekly exports this morning as well. So all those are supportive factors, but of course we got to keep the bulls fed. And now that we're coming up against some technical resistance, we're going to need some more to push through it. So tomorrow's closes and the grains are going to be very important here. And hopefully, if we can get another little boost here and break through those technical levels to finish the week, would be great. Otherwise, we could see some selling pressure come in. Not saying that we're going to completely fall apart, but I think we could see a bit of selling pressure just going into month end, getting into a new month of September. We could see some profit taking take place. The rally here has been fast and furious, and it wouldn't be surprising to see some selling pressure come in.
Over in the livestock market, a mixed day again, where we had cattle up and down, kind of back and forth again today.
Yeah, they kind of traded mixed here to finish out the session, kind of like grains did today. And usually they've kind of been separating themselves. So everything kind of had a break day today. But we did see feeder cattle actually go down, make new lows for the week. It kind of, you know, obviously disappointing chart-wise to see, but we actually bounced off of it. And we saw them actually come back into the day. So it obviously sparked some buying interest. So we'll see how much pressure they can keep on it. And again, we maybe are going to see some of these shorts take some profits here, could give us a boost going into Friday, and that cattle on feed report.
Market analysis from Allison Thompson with the Money Farm. And of course, make sure to make plans to join us at Big Iron. She's going to be one of the panelists on our marketing seminars at Big Iron. So join us for that. And that's a look at the market close for this Thursday, August the 20th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.